listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning. News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Talk a little Goodwill. As I told Jack, Jack's with me, and we last time he was visiting on the radio with me, I was playing radio DJ and playing oldie songs across the hallway, and now they decided I ran my mouth too much, so they stuck me on the talk show instead, Jack. So
it was good to see you. Good to see you.
To see you as well. So, man, it's one reason it's good to see you is because since last time we talked, we got a new store in Auburn, and I think that is fantastic, and on College Street, and Were you there for the grand opening?
I was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 2040 South College.
Yep.
We're great spot.
I know.
Great spot.
But, I mean, you can also do do they still go to donation center? They can still go to do donations there,
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
So we've got a tended donation center just up the road, but at the store itself, we have a donation, a drive-through donation center. So you can pull up. Don't even have to get out of the car. You pull up. The bell will ring. They'll come out, take your donation. Thank you for changing lives, and off you go.
That's fantastic. And with you and your role as CEO, how many stores are you in charge of?
So I think this is 18 now. We'll be shortly. We'll have 20 within the next probably 8 to 12 months.
Okay.
We're spread over 50 counties, 6 in Alabama and 44 counties in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big territory that we cover.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got soon to be 20 stores and about 1,000 employees. We've grown like crazy since the last time you and I talked. Yeah.
And I absolutely love it. So where are the other two going in Georgia or any more in Alabama?
We're just expanded a store in Eufaula. We doubled the size of that store. And then we're going to be putting one in Americus, Georgia, and soon to announce groundbreaking over our third store in Noonan, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all within driving distance. And it's amazing the number of people we have that'll shop the Auburn store, and then they go to Opelika, then they go to Eufaula, then they cross the river and go over to LaGrange. I mean, it's pretty neat, the people that kind of make the circuit.
Oh, my! I got a 17-year-old.
Yep.
And this has become her new shopping center over on College Street. So trust me, I love it. I love the fact that she wants to do that. But that's her. She has also realized that. And I've told her. I said, well, next time you need to take some with you because we're accumulating too much. And I said, I don't know. Maybe you can make friends with store managers. You start doing some swaps with them. I said, because the closet's getting a little full here.
Well, you know
house.
You're in trouble when she buys the same thing back again. That's, that completes the circle for us. But, you know, we did a survey. You know what the number one reason people shop a Goodwill store?
Oh.
So you think price. You think, well, that's obviously a big reason. But in the survey, the number one reason people shop Goodwill is the thrill of the hunt. It's finding something that they maybe weren't looking for, but they walked down the shelf and found something. Maybe it's a piece of artwork or a piece of clothing or pottery or something.
Mm.
But it's the thrill of the hunt. And you're always, if you ever watch Antiques Roadshow and some of these shows, you'll find something that somebody says, I bought this for $1.99 at Goodwill, and it's worth a lot more. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's amazing the people that – it's just kind of their Saturday or Wednesday tour. They go out and shop Goodwill stores just – nothing in mind. They're just going out and looking for that prized find.
That's what, and that's, of course, hers is more along the lines of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when it comes to stuff like that. And even when her sister comes down from Birmingham, she's they have something in mind they want to get, and that's the first place they go.
Yep.
And I guess it's that they would answer that question if they saw the choices. That probably would be, I went because, I've been looking for this. I checked there first.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's absolutely awesome. So you talked about the staff growing. We've talked about the stores growing. Little history, on Goodwill and what it does for the community.
So, a lot of people don't realize, but Goodwill started out as a faith-based ministry in Boston in 1902. So we've been around for a long, long time. And we do a lot of things. It's a complicated organization, but it can be put simply in that we believe in the power of work, and we believe in giving people a hand up instead of a handout. So we're all the money we raise, first of all, 100% of it stays inside the local community. And there's rumors on Facebook about don't buy from Goodwill because the rich CEO lives in Colorado. And we don't know who that is. That none of that's true. It all stays in the community, and it's 100% geared towards helping people become employable. Mm-hmm. So we do things such as helping people get their resume in shape. We do job training. We do scholarships. We do GEDs. But it's all designed on how can I make somebody employable to get them a job so they can sustain and support themselves and not be dependent on someone. And so we've been doing it for a long, long time. Last year alone, just our organization last year alone, we connected 6,100 people to jobs. Mm. And that means somebody came to us looking for a job, we found them a job, and then they actually went to work there. So 6,100 people got a job directly because of something we were able to help them do.
In today's climate, that's fantastic.
It's great, yeah.
Because that's one thing that you hear about people all the time. You know, it's tough to find work. And if you guys are helping place them as well as they do job fairs, by the way, I mean, we've promoted those as well on the air. And we get they send out releases. I'm telling you, the communications department, Goodwill is different. And the reason being is because from this side of the, as they say, how the sausage is made. Like, we depend a lot on companies such as Goodwill to send us information because we don't, we can't just go out and throw up a big red flag and say, hey, tell us what events are coming up. And so communications to everything from the communications team to, I mean, like your role as well as just the regular store workers that are down there.
And that, quite honestly, that's one of the reasons we came to Auburn, because Auburn is growing. Mm-hmm. The economy, the business is coming in. When you talk to somebody, and I was in the private for-profit business before I became part of Goodwill, one of the most difficult things about starting up a business or moving to a location is how do you find the workforce? It's workforce development. So that's one reason why we're here is we're helping these new employers coming into town. Mm-hmm. They want to hire 30, 50, 300 people. We help them with finding a good employable people. The days of just putting a help wanted sign out front and getting somebody good, those are
right.
gone.
Yeah.
That's just not going to work in today's mm-hmm. economy. So we pre-screen people. We help do job training. We have to get people ready to work, and that's what Goodwill is all about.
That's fantastic stuff. We're going to have more with Jack here momentarily. Got to get to a break. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news, talk, and information station. More in a moment.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk, WANI.
Jack with me as we're talking Goodwill, and it's funny you said that right before, and we'll get to the job fair here momentarily, but because that's going to be coming up in about a week and a half. But you were talking about being local, because I told you, I said there's some other things that people that we deal with from time to time, and they'll say they're local, but they're not really local. But you were saying, 100 plus 150, something like that across the country, but everything's a local decision. Like you're right here. I mean, I'm sure there are other parts of the United States where their guys are right there and deal with local people.
Yeah, so there's 152 Goodwills in North America, from Canada to Puerto Rico, all scattered around.
Wow.
But the one, Goodwill Southern Rivers, which is where I'm at, located headquartered in Columbus, Georgia, but we cover Auburn, Opelika, Noonan, down to Valdosta. That's a 20-member local board, and it's all the decisions are made here locally. All the money we raise stays local. When you go to the register, for instance, and they ask you to round up your purchase, say, maybe your purchase was $8.85. They say you'll make it $9 and round up. Well, that 15 cents goes into a roundup fund, and 100% of that money goes back to give scholarships here locally. Just last year alone, we gave $300,000, $500 checks each to people that are going continue their education.
Wow.
So we make sure all that money stays local, goes back into the local economy to help people. And once again, it's all geared towards how do we make people employable? How do we help them get a job to better themselves?
I'm glad you said that. And the reason I say that is because it seems like every fast food restaurant started doing this thing. Hey, would you like to round up? And it's like, yeah, but you're not telling me where the money goes. I mean, is that going to the company? Is that going to, when they say that, do you want to round up to help kids? Help kids do what? Help kids get jobs? Like, what are we doing? And so it's good to know that, $300,000 being given back to the community with $500 checks to continue their education is pretty awesome. But we talk jobs, and you got a job fair going to be coming up in about a week and a half.
August the 18th, East Alabama Medical Center, we're having a job fair with them. It's actually going to be held at the Opelika Chamber of Commerce from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We've got hundreds of jobs available. And so people should come ready, because typically what happens there, they interview and they offer jobs there on that day. So mm-hmm. so come ready to talk. And if you need some help beforehand, we've got a virtual Career Center in our new store. So you can walk in there. There's a kiosk. You can stand right there and get help there. Or if you want to, you know, sit down more traditionally in person with somebody at our Opelika Goodwill store, there's actually a Career Center in there without an appointment. You can just walk in there and say, yeah, I need some help with my resume, or can you look at my resume, or I don't even have a resume. Mm-hmm. They'll help you take care of all of that before you get in front of an interviewer at a job fair.
I'm putting you on the spot here, but I remember that being a big push last time you and I visited a few years ago. When did the Career Center stuff start?
You know, we've always had career centers, but we've expanded them, and now mm-hmm. we've gone virtual as well, because we realize that in some cases the biggest thing is transportation. Some people just can't get to one or can't find the time. So some people want to do it traditionally. They need to sit down in front of somebody and have a conversation. But like in the case of the Auburn store, there's a kiosk right up by the cash register, and you stand right there and you're connected to somebody, and you can get help right there virtually in the store and do it all online. So what we found is some people need a little bit of help. Some people just need their resume brushed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But some people say, I want this job. And you say, well, do you have that skill? And they say, no. And so we said, okay, how do we help you get that skill? And we do that in the form of partnering with the local technical colleges. In some cases, we offer training. We just partner with CVS over in Georgia. We have a pharmacy tech program at no charge. You can come and go through a 4-week program, and you're guaranteed employment when you graduate that program. Hmm. We've got construction ready programs. We've got programs to help people become CNAs, and just a whole list of training and credentialing and skills that we can help provide.
That is awesome stuff. And he said it best just a minute ago. Those of you listening that go to this job fair that's taking place on the 18th, if you can, you probably need to dress professionally if at all possible. They will help you at the Career Center, tell you some of the things you need to do in order to do that. Have those resumes, because I have seen it. Went to one a few years ago just to watch, kind of poke my head in there. And there are folks offering jobs there are people there that need somebody to work. Now, like you said, the help wanted sign in the front doesn't get it done anymore. No. They're having to go out and grab folks at these job fairs and that kind of thing. And so they would not be at that job fair if they didn't need employees.
And I forgot to mention one of the most important things. Everything we do is free.
Mm.
So don't come to us and look, so I can't afford it. Everything we do is free. And that's possible because of these retail stores. So when people shop our stores, or if you donate a gently used item to our store, all that money is going to help fund these services that we provide. So that's one I tell people, I love to talk. I talk a lot. If you don't remember anything else, just remember this. Everything we do is at no charge to the people we provide it to. And that's because of the generosity of our shoppers and our donors.
That's fantastic stuff. We're going to wrap things up with Jack here momentarily and talk a little bit more about Goodwill. We got to get the last break of the hour. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
News Talk WANI.
Jack Warden with me. We are talking Goodwill and Southern Rivers, by the way. And I guess do all the different, I guess, pods have some sort of name? Like, you guys are Goodwill Industries of Southern Rivers.
So it's Goodwill is the common theme, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're licensed to use that and assigned a territory. But there's like Goodwill Big Bend is Tallahassee. Goodwill North Georgia is Atlanta.
Okay.
They're
I think that's super cool. Well, I know we only got like 2 or 3 minutes left, so what do we miss? What do we need to – if Julie gets on to me, if we're not asking you something, I'm going to be in trouble.
So I mentioned Roundup a minute ago. We change Roundup from month to month occasionally mm-hmm. for a special theme. Right now – all of our Roundup money is going to the sheriff's youth home. So Alabama operates, I think it's 5 youth ranches. Mm-hmm. So all that Roundup money is going to go to them. And then in Georgia, all the Roundup money will go to the Georgia Sheriff Youth Homes over there. And these are really great organizations where they take in people, young people that basically they found abandoned on the street, to be honest with you. And they take those kids in, they raise them, they give them an education. Then we're going to partner with them as they get towards the graduation time. We'll help them get a job or maybe mm-hmm. help them with education. So we're using all of our Roundup money for the month of August mm-hmm. to support the Georgia Sheriffs and the Alabama Sheriffs youth homes and youth ranches.
That's phenomenal stuff. And again, they have the drop-off locations as well. So that way you can, you, as you said, a slightly used, you know, item that you drop off, but be sure to go in and shop as well. And the store is fantastic. That's over on College Street. Just ask my youngest daughter. She's been there numerous times, as well as Opelika store. Now she's, thank y'all for that, by the way. Now she's got two she can go.
Well, you know, I tell people, if I blindfold you and take you to one of our stores and take the blindfold off, you would not know you're in Goodwill. A lot of people may have went into a Goodwill many, many years ago. They're different now. They're very much like a major retailer. We have a lot of new goods, actually. Mm-hmm. Some people donate new items to us, but we also have deals that we find liquidation deals and so forth, and we have new goods for sale in our stores as well. So it changes every day. Every day there's something new in the store.
And you heard what Jack said, the Roundup money. It goes right back into the community, so you can rest assured that. So, you know, you go and you're spending, you know, $9.50. That extra 50 cents, if you take it up to 10 bucks, is going to be put right back into whether it be scholarships or, like you just said, the Roundup going to the Sheriff's Ranch. Yep. To help kids. Don't forget, on the 18th, they've got the job fair that's going to be taking place. Is it going to be at EAM at East Alabama?
No, it's going to be at the Opelika, at the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
They're building.
Yep. And there'll be a ton of folks there, so keep that in mind, including Goodwill themselves.
Yep.
And if you know somebody that's looking for a job and they're not real sure if they're doing the right thing, their career center's virtual on College. They've got an actual physical. You said you got a person in the Opelika store.
In Opelika,
right?
There's a full staff there. So you walk in there without an appointment, you walk in, and they can help you.
See, it's all good stuff. And so you can always go online and find out more information as well. Jack, time has run out on us. I appreciate it.
Ben, thank you.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We'll be mentioning the job fair a little bit closer to its time as well, that is taking place on the 18th. Keep that in mind. You guys have a fantastic Thursday. See y'all Friday, everybody.